Right, it's lunchtime at the CAS conference, and we're in the foyer here of the Computing Science Building, the atrium. It's fantastic, there's light, there's hundreds of people around, all hobnobbing and eating food and things. And here I've got Rob. Rob, where are you from?
I'm from Oundle School in Northamptonshire.
And I've got Neil Ford. Neil, what do you do?
I am the centre lead for Young Rewired State.
And Neil has just been talking to Rob about the what Neil is hoping to talk about at the London Raspberry Jam, which is happening on Wednesday the 20th of June at the Mozilla Hackspace in London. Neil, can you just sort of, a couple of minutes, describe what you're going to be talking about?
Okay, well, the
don't
idea...
Don't give too much away, because
no,
we
don't... No, I don't give too much away. Basically, this came out of a hack day that I went to in Devon, run by the Field Studies Council, that was looking at the way of improving the use of technology on field trips, geography and biology field trips. And the idea is that one of the problems they have is that when they're out in the field or in, on a river, they have no network coverage. There's nothing. And that makes the use of smart devices to capture data a bit of a problem. And the possible solution is to take a Raspberry Pi, run it off of a long life battery, fit it with wireless networking of some sort, whether or not that actually be Wi-Fi or it might be Bluetooth, and then have that work as effectively as a web server, running a web app that the kids can connect to with their smartphones or whatever else they've got, iPod touches, that kind of thing, and access the application and input the data that they're gathering there and then, so that they can, A, it's all captured centrally, and B, it means that the application can also provide them with some feedback, some advice, some analysis on the spot, so they can actually see if their results, how their results compare to their classmates.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds very ambitious, because a lot of hack days tend to take place in, I don't know, a government building, a school, an office, but this is to enable hack days to take place anywhere.
Well, really, the hack day occurred at a field study centre, so we had labs, we had classrooms, we had all of that stuff to work with.
But the idea is,
one of the problems that they suffer from is that, they use iPads, they use that kind of thing, but they've got no way of connecting them to anything when they're out in the field. So how do you put a web app basically in the middle of the field or on a beach so that the kids can access it, use it, and the data can be easily collated? So when they get back to the centre, rather than having to type a load of information in off written sheets, they can just pull the SD card, plug it into something else, suck the data off, and then be able to analyse it in the classroom that much quicker.
I imagine, though, there's already commercially available products that,
No, there's nothing out there. There's absolutely nothing out there. This is something that nobody's really tackled.
So this is going to be a real sort of Raspberry pioneering
hopefully,
project.
Hopefully, a few technical issues to get over at the moment. And we did look at other platforms.
I'll just point out for our listeners at home that Rob is shaking his head at my pie pun. Go on.
Basically there is still a lot of stuff to work out, but the potential is there, and at the Hack Day, as well as we worked on some other hardware stuff, there was a team that developed a web app that could be used for catching the data, and there was another team that worked on another app that could take the data and then re-visualise it in the classroom. So full circle, hopefully out of one event.
So on Wednesday evening, you're going to be presenting about this at the Mozilla space in the London Raspberry Jam. I really hope we can... I think we're going to record this. I don't know if we'll be able to stream it, but I hope we'll be able to record it and then people can watch it. Is there a way people can get in touch with you if they want to know more about this?
The easiest way to get hold of me is probably going to be on Twitter, because my email box is full of other stuff and I'll just miss it.
It's
at Neil C. Ford. Yeah, so fairly easy to find.
And what's the C stand for?
And that's a secret. I don't tell
anybody. Charlie or Cuthbert.
It's a bit more obscure. And thanks to my family.
And a plug for YRS?
YRS, youngrewiredstate.org, happening 6th to the 12th of August. Coding for young programmers. And we're going to hold a big festival of code at the end. The location is currently a secret, but we're going to announce that fairly soon, hopefully by the end of the week.
And this is happening all over the UK?
All over the UK, about 50 centres. We're hoping to get 500 kids, all working on hacks with open government data, and then we're going to get them all together at a central location so they can present their hacks, and there'll be prizes, and there'll be celebrity judges, and it's going to be an absolutely fantastic...
And if people want to find out about this, they just Google YRS.
They can Google YRS, go to youngrewiredstate.org, and everything's there on the site. Sign up, the whole lot.
Brilliant, thank you.